These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Richie, I'm 28, and I'm a DJ from Durham.
I'm Mark, I'm 57, I'm a banking relationship manager from Leeds.
I'm Lena, I'm 46, and I'm a full-time mum from London.
I'm Sue, I'm 63, I'm a retired teaching assistant from Peterborough.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But, as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses the money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Richie. Welcome to the show, Richie.
Hiya.
Looking forward to it?
I certainly am, yes.
From Durham?
That's correct, yeah.
OK, do you like quizzes?
I do, yeah. I go to a lot of pub quizzes. We win sometimes. Sometimes we get some daft answers, but, you know, it's all fun. It's all part of the game.
All fun indeed. You're a DJ?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Professional DJ?
Not really, no. More sort of just a club DJ. I also do, like, private functions, things like that. I've got myself a little daft name. Go by the name Nacho DJ. I wear, like, a Mexican wrestling mask with the horns and everything like that.
Yes.
While I do so, it's, you know, it's a little gimmick, you know, it gets by.
Known as a luchador.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. What do you get up to in your spare time, though?
Spare time, I work as a... I also do, like, things like stand-up comedy. A lot of stuff like that. And I'm part of a comedy band as well, a comedy duo.
What's the comedy duo called?
We're called Hicksville Rock City. We've been together for 10 years now.
Okay. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I would invest in a mobile DJ business.
All right, let's do that. Richie, I wish you luck. Cash build around each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
I am, yes.
Good luck. Your time starts now. The zebra swallow-tailed butterfly is mostly white with what colour stripes?
Yellow.
Black. The Times newspaper weekly supplement, The Game, is dedicated to what sport?
Football.
Correct. Mark Warren plays the villainous Comte de Rochefort in what TV drama?
Downton Abbey.
The Musketeers. Which Roger Hargreaves character is the brother of Little Miss Whoops?
Mr. Bum.
Correct. What part of your face is said to drop if you see something astonishing?
Jaw.
Correct. Everyday Robots was a 2014 solo album by which Brit pop star?
Pass.
Damon Albarn. Edward VIII abdicated in what decade?
30s.
Yes, correct. What woodwind instrument is the smallest member of the flute family?
Piccolo.
Correct. Which American children's writer created the character Yertle the Turtle?
Pass.
Dr. Seuss. Which 20th century dictator ruled Spain for 39 years?
Franco.
Correct. In the Tom and Jerry cartoons, which bulldog is the father of Puppy Tyke?
Spike.
Correct. Very good, Richie. £7,000.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no, very, very good indeed. Happy?
Yeah, yeah.
OK, well, let's see if we can keep hold of that money or maybe make some more. Time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Could it be our new chaser, Jenny the Vixen Ryan? She is the font of all knowledge, and for short, we call her Jano. Perhaps, though, it could be the cinnamon, Paul Sinner. He's great at thinking outside the box, not so great outside the wardrobe, though. Or is it the dark destroyer, Sean Wallace? He hasn't just got the hump, he's got the whole camel. What about the governess, Anne Hegarty? Liam Neeson keeps sending her little notes. Well, his lawyers do, anyway. Or maybe it's the beast, Mark Libet, who's tracing his family tree, and he's just found out that his great-grandfather was a dumper truck. Who do you want to take on?
I'd like to take on the beast.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I feel he's very smug in victory, so I'd like to see what happens when he's brought down.
You want to wipe that smile off his face?
Certainly do, yes.
Time to bring on the chaser. No, no, no. It's sarcasm in a suit. Smugness in a suit. It's everything in a suit. That is the Sinnerman, Paul Sinner.
Hello, Richie.
Hiya.
Not the beast, he's too busy telling the world about a victory he had 3 weeks ago. But it's me. And I've got to say that when you got the zebras yellow and white and thought there was a villainous French count in Downton Abbey, I thought you were going to fall apart, but you didn't. So well played.
Well, thank
you very
much.
Well played indeed. Let's put some money onto the table. You have £7,000. You can change your starting position if you wish. And if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, Chase will offer you
£2,000.
£2,000 for a low offer. Thank you. However, the high offer will be...
I don't think you're either good enough or confident enough to take this. Prove me wrong. £35,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Sue.
We don't know what form he's in today. Really, we need you back here, so I would go for the £7,000.
Lena.
If you can bring the £7,000 back, that'd be perfect.
Just get us off to a start, yeah. And Mark.
£7,000, Richie.
Oh, and that's the end of that conversation. Thanks, Mark. Right, £2,000, £7,000 and £35,000. Richie, what'll it be?
As tempting as the £35,000 is, I'm going to take it.
Good for you. £35,000 it is. Player number one, Chaser.
Lured into a trap that may be my mistake. Let's see, but for now, well done.
Yeah, well played you. Here we go. Richie for £35,000. The chase is on. Good luck to you. Here comes your first question. Which of these organisations is not an agency of the United Nations? A, UNESCO. B, UNISON. Or C, UNICEF. You've put UNISON.
It's unions, I believe.
Yeah, unions.
Where's the unions?
Yeah, correct answer is... Well played, UNISON is correct. Step closer to home. Chaser has put. Also goes with UNISON. Here's your next question. Who claimed, I was born with a priceless gift, the ability to laugh at the misfortunes of others? A, Frankie Boyle. B, Dame Edna Everage. C, Michael McIntyre. You've put Dame Edna Everage.
Yeah, she had that sort of sense of humour to her, I think.
Yeah.
If she's very friendly about it as well.
Yeah. Correct answer is? Yep, Edna Everage is correct. Step close to home, Chase has put. Goes right with Edna Everage.
Absolutely brilliant, Dame Edna Everage.
Here's the next question. The Forest of Dean is located between the Severn and what other river? A, the D, B, the X, C, the Y. You've put the Y.
Geography's not a very strong suit. Not at all.
All right, correct answer is... Yeah, well played. Step close to home, the Y is correct. Chase has put... Also goes with a Y, yeah.
It's a very, very beautiful part of the world.
It is indeed. Here's the next question. At what Premier League football club do girls dressed in costumes hand out toffees by the pitch before the match? A, Everton. B, Southampton. C, Tottenham Hotspur. You've put Southampton.
It was between A and B, so I'll come with the middle.
Correct answer is... Yeah, Everton. I thought that was one of the easiest questions, but there you are. Are you staying where you are? Chaser has put. He'll get this and close the gap. And does move to within one with three from home.
They're the toffees, that's all there is to it.
Problem for us, Chase is one behind, you're three from home. Here's your next question. In the books, Paddington Bear has elevenses most days with which friend? A, Mr. Gruber. B, Uncle Pastuzzo. Or C, Mrs. Bird. Got to be. You've put... Yes, got to be that.
I think I see Mr. Gruber and all I can think of is Die Hard and Uncle Pastuzzo, I don't think's Paddington Bear, so Mrs. Bird's the option.
Correct answer is got to be right to stay in the game. Oh! Oh, disaster staying where you are. Now then, if the chaser has put Mr. Gruber, you're out. Do you think he knows it?
Yeah.
Chaser has put... Oh, goes wrong with Mrs. Bird.
Like you, Richie, the only Mr. Gruber I know led a series of terrorists to take over the Nakatomi Plaza building and Die Hard, so no.
I always thought Mr. Gruber was in Hello, Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the next question. A molecule of which of these acids contains the most atoms? A, hydrochloric, B, nitric, C, sulfuric. You've put... Hydrochloric.
I'm just going off what I would imagine the chemical symbol would be, and it seems like hydrochloric would have the longest longest list of letters and numbers. I don't know the exact terms.
I think it's the number next to it, isn't it? The molecules. Should we find out?
Yeah, we'll find out.
Correct answer is... it's sulfuric. You're staying where you are. Now then, any regrets?
Yes. Yeah, definitely taking the 35,000. I don't regret it, but I figure I'll let the team down.
Chaser has put. Got to be wrong. Goes right with sulfuric. Takes us out free from home. Chaser.
Hydrogen chloride is HCl. There's no numbers in it. It means that one atom of hydrogen with one atom of chlorine.
Right.
Nitric acid is HNO3, which is one atom of hydrogen, one atom of nitrogen, and three of oxygen, so that's five. But sulfuric acid is H2SO4. Two hydrogen, one of sulfur, and four of oxygen makes seven.
Right.
So there's seven atoms in a molecule of sulfuric acid.
OK, thank you.
You've got no barbs from me, Richie. Very few of our Seat One players have the courage to back their ability, and you did. Unlucky.
Unlucky indeed. However, Richie, I wish you well with all you do, DJing in Durham. But for now, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over.
Thank you very much.
Great to see you. Thank you. Bye. Next Face the Chaser, it's Mark. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you.
From Leeds.
That's right.
All right, and you're working banking.
That's correct, yes.
And what do you do?
I'm a relationship manager, business-to-business sales on the mortgage side of the industry.
OK, fair enough. And what do you get up to in your spare time?
Bit of golf, very patchy. Theatre, like musicals.
Really?
Read a lot.
All right, listen, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd like to take my little boy to the Himalayas.
What's his name?
Harvey.
Right, the Himalayas. What a wonderful thing to be able to do. Does he know much about the Himalayas?
A lot more than me.
Tell him, tell him that he might find a Yeti. That'll get in there like a rocket. Right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good luck, Mark. Your time starts now. What surname links American writer Mark and Canadian singer Shania?
Twain.
Correct. 12 cabins, 12 vacancies is a line from what Hitchcock film?
Rear Window.
Psycho. What colour are the top and bottom triangles on the flag of Jamaica?
Orange.
Green. The first woman to take a seat in Parliament, Lady Astor, represented what party?
Tory party.
Correct. Alphabetically, what is the last letter in the word alphabet?
T.
Correct. Euclid has been called the father of what branch of mathematics?
Pass.
Geometry. In folklore, the Icelandic volcano Hekla was thought to be the gateway to where?
Hell.
Correct. In 1963, what pie company was set up by Trevor Storer?
No idea.
Pucker Pies. What BBC Three comedy drama follows a bomb disposal team in Afghanistan?
No idea.
Bluestone 4-2. To have and to hold is a phrase traditionally associated with what ceremony?
Wedding.
Just in time. Very good, Mark. £5,000. That's all right. It's good.
That's great. Blobbed on a few.
Blobbed on a few. Good golfing term. You're a better player than that, that's for sure. Shall we see what the offers are?
Absolutely, yes.
Good. Time to face the chaser.
All right.
Hello, Mark.
Good afternoon.
Right, before we move on, let me tell you a little story. My dad was a Himalayan mountaineer in the 60s, and it was his dream to take me to the Himalayas. Eventually, in Christmas 2011, he did. Worst Christmas ever. And it's my job to stop you from inflicting that pain on your son who wants to go to Euro Disney.
You're all that. Thank you.
Great. Put some money on the table, 3 steps ahead of the chaser. £5,000 if you wish to take a step closer home, Chaser will offer you.
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he will offer you.
Make the same mistake Richie did, £40,000.
Big money, that. You're a good player. Have a chat with your team. Sue?
I would stick with the five. That 40 is tempting, but as we said, we need you back here.
Lena?
40 is delicious, but to be fair, I think you need to come back here because we're alone. We need some manly help over here.
All right.
Please come back. Take the five.
Thank you. Delicious, says Lena. Never heard it called that before. £40,000. Yeah, what'll it be?
40 is delicious. 5,000 it is.
£5,000. Thank you, Chaser.
Of course, it's going to be the middle offer. Prudence. Financial prudence.
Indeed. Mark, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these was the name of five 12th century kings of Jerusalem? A. Baldwin, B, Barlow. C, Battersby. You've put Baldwin.
Yes. I think it's less ridiculous than Barlow and Battersby.
Correct answer is... Baldwin is correct. Step closer to home. Chase has put... Goes right with Baldwin. Here's next question. Miracles Boulevard and Temptations Drive are streets in what US city? A, Detroit. B, Nashville. C, Philadelphia. You've put Detroit.
Yep. A bit of soul music. It's got to be Miracles and Temptations Detroit, I would have thought, Brad.
Correct answer is... Detroit it is. Well played. Step close to home. Chase has put. Very good. Excellent. Yeah, it goes right with Detroit.
Specifically Tamla Motel.
Yeah, here's the next question. Which of these war heroes was not a member of the Dam Busters 617 Squadron? A, Guy Gibson. B, Douglas Bader. Or C, Leonard Cheshire. You've put Douglas Bader. Yeah.
Yep.
Battle of Britain pilot, wasn't
yep.
it? Correct answer is... It is Bader. Well played. Step closer to home. Chase has put... Stays within three of us. We're two from home.
Just worked it out at the end.
Here's next question. At which of these venues might the going be described as soft? A, Donington Park. B, Hampden Park. Or C, Sandown Park. You've put Sandown Park.
I've enjoyed a day. Have you? The races now and again.
Correct answer is... It is Sandown Park. Well played. Step close to home. Chase has put... Goes right also with Sandown Park. We are one away from home. Chase is three behind. If we get this right, 40 grand has gone begging. Well, 35. At least, yeah. Here we go. All right, here's your question. What surname links actresses called Barbara and Catherine? A, Bach. B, Strauss. C, Wagner. You've put Bach.
I know there's Barbara Bach, and I had Bach in mind when they came up, so...
Yeah. OK, correct answer is to go through with 5 grand. Zoom tone there. Well played.
Very quick. Not a lot I could do about that.
No.
I don't know anything more about Mark than I did at the start of this game. Well played. You'll be a decent player in the final chase, but I'll stick my neck out and say you do need help.
Indeed. Mark, congratulations. You're through the final chase. That was quick, mate. Well done, you. Very lively. Indeed. Yes.
Thank you,
Mark. So one player out and one player through to the final chase. Lena is up after the break. Will she go for a delicious amount at the table? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Next Face the Chaser, it's Lena. Welcome to the show, Lena.
Hi.
From London.
From good old London town, yes.
Whereabouts in London are you?
I live in Hanwell, which is sort of...
West.
West,
yeah. Yeah, indeed, I know it. And you're a full-time mum?
Yes, yes. I have three and look after two.
So one's older?
She's just left about a month ago.
Right, OK. Now then, what do you get up to in your spare time?
A bit of pole dancing, some Keep Fit, bit of karaoke.
Right.
And I'm a fan of horror movies.
Oh, are you really?
I am.
OK, favourite horror movie you've seen?
The favourite movie I've seen... Well, I'm an Exorcist fan. That's my top movie of
all
time.
Time.
Of all time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very, very good. All right, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
liposuction. That's the top of my list. The kids were like, no. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I've got some trouble areas.
Well, you know what? I mean, you've got to learn to live with that, Lena. There's nothing wrong with you. You look great.
I try, but, you know...
You look great.
The mirror does not lie.
Go and have a holiday instead. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Lena, good luck. Your time starts Now, what became the UK's smallest coin when it was redesigned in 1990?
5p?
Yes, correct. Which 1940s British Prime Minister has a cigar named after him?
Churchill.
Correct. Violinist Lettice Rowbottom found fame on what TV show?
New Faces.
Britain's Got Talent. A 501 is a starting score associated with what indoor sport?
Darts.
Correct. This car's automatic, it's systematic, it's hydromatic, is a lyric from what film musical?
Greek's Lightning.
No, just Greece. Which author and spiritualist suggested that the Cottingley fairies were real?
I don't know, Roald Dahl?
Arthur Conan Doyle. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Ronald Reagan both held what political office?
Senator.
Governor of California. Which bank-robbing duo feature in the title of a hit song by Jay-Z and Beyoncé?
Bonnie and Clyde.
Correct. What horror play celebrated its 25th year in the West End in 2014?
Rocky Horror Show.
The Woman in Black. You like horrors.
I know.
Have you never seen The Woman in Black?
I have,
The film?
Yeah.
Now, the film. You've got to go and see the play. However, Lena, this is good. £4,000. Very respectable. Hit the table. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Lena.
Hi.
So you want liposuction, do you? Well, let me tell you about the second worst Christmas of my life. Again, my dad's idea. That is one Christmas that I will not forget, and it's my job to stop you making the same mistake.
Oh, thank you.
Let's put some money on the table. £4,000, 3 steps ahead of the chaser. If you wish to take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you.
I think you might consider this. £1,000.
Thank you. However, here is the higher offer.
It's a good one. £55,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Sue.
Oh. I would discount the 55. I really, really would. I'd either go for the 4 if you feel confident enough, or even perhaps the 1 if you really are feeling it.
Okay.
Mark.
Thank you.
The 1,000 looks delicious. 4,000 is a bit tastier.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Thank you very much. 1 for £55,000. Lena, what will it be?
Holy macaroni. OK, I'll go for 1,000. I'm sorry.
There's no apologies, and I tell you for why, because if you go for 1,000, give yourself that little bit of cushion, it's a plus offer. That will take us up to 6, and who knows, Sue might go for big money, or I don't know, you never know what's around the corner.
OK.
You ready?
Yep.
Good. One it is. Thank you very much. Chaser.
Yeah, I think you're better than that. 4,000 was good. You're the first player in Chase history to miss out on an extra 1,000 by breaking into song rather than answering the question. I think you're better than that.
We shall see. Lena, for £1,000, the chase is on. I'll be honest, I agree with Paul, but it's all about the confidence. Here we go. Good luck. Here comes your first question. In 1936, Ioannis Metaxas became the dictator of which country? A, Bulgaria. B, Greece. C, Romania. You've put Romania.
I've got a clue, mate.
No. All right, correct answer is Greece. You're staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes with Greece, comes onto the table. Here's the next question. In which film does Humphrey Bogart say, of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine? A, To Have and Have Not, or B, The Maltese Falcon, C, Casablanca. You've put Casablanca.
I'm sure of this one.
Have you seen that film?
Yes, I have. It is.
Correct answer is. Very good. A step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right with Casablanca.
Yes, she said about Ingrid Bergman's character, Ilse Lund, if I remember.
Yes. Yeah. Here's the next question. Which German footballer scored the winning goal in the 2014 World Cup final? A, Thomas Müller. B, Mario Götze. Or C, Toni Kroos. You've put. Mario Götze.
I ain't got a clue.
All right, Mario Götze, you've put.
I ain't got a clue.
Correct answer is Gertzer is correct. Step closer home. Chaser has put. Goes right with Gertzer.
Now I'm hiding my irritation.
Here's your next question. How many presidents came between father and son John Adams and John Quincy Adams? A, 1, B, 2, C, 3. You've put 1. You haven't got a clue, have you?
No.
Correct answer is?
Probably 2.
3. 3. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with 3. Had we gone for the 55 grand, we'd be out. Here's the next question. What food is based on a symbol on the flag of Turkey? A, samosa. B, croissant. C, bagel. You've put croissant. You've got no idea, have you?
Pigs are flying and everything, I haven't got.
Correct answer is? Step close to home. Chaser has put.
Oh, my days.
Goes right with croissant.
How much more of it I can take?
You're doing all right. We only need one more. He's livid we've got this far. We fluked it the whole way. He's livid, trust me. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. Here's your question. Good luck. We've got 2 chances of getting through. Here's your question. Which wife of Henry VIII was widowed 3 times? A, Anne of Cleves. B, Catherine Parr. C, Jane Seymour. You've put Anne of Cleves.
I don't know. I think she was the ugliest out of them all, wasn't she?
That may well be a fact. However, that's got nothing to do with the fact that she was widowed 3 times, unless she was so ugly they killed themselves out of spite. There's no logic there. Correct answer is, if this is right, we are through. Catherine Parr, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Catherine Parr. Vindicated for going for the £1,000, I have to say, because had you gone for your 4 grand, you'd be out.
I'd be gone.
You've got to get this question right. Here we go. Here's your question. Good luck. What part of a Roman legionary's equipment was his scutum? A, helmet. B, sword. C, shield. Need an answer? OK, you have put helmet.
I'm going home, ain't I?
You don't know. We don't know. All right. The correct answer is to go through with £1,000. It's shield.
Yeah, where is it?
Staying where you are. If the chaser has put shield, you're out.
Oh, he's put shield.
You think so?
Yeah, he knows this. Of course he does.
Chaser has put. You might get it wrong. You might get it wrong. Goes with shield, takes us out, 1 from home. Don't worry, don't worry. Chaser.
What can I say, Lena? You took the coward's way out and it didn't work out for you.
Yeah, good job. I would have gone out earlier, though.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
true.
Have had so
and
much
it's
fun.
Been an absolute pleasure playing you, but I'm delighted you'd have gone because you'd have brought knowledge to that final chase that Mark wouldn't have brought.
Indeed, you would have. However, Lena, I'm sorry to lose you, but you have been caught for you. The chase.
Thank you, my love.
Thank you. Nice to see you, Lena. So, there you go. Only one player through in the shape of Mark. There's 5 grand in the prize fund. Sue is up after the break. Will she go high or will she go low? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it's Sue. Welcome to the show, Sue.
Thank you.
You are retired, am I correct?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, you were a teacher?
I was a teaching assistant at a secondary school.
OK, whereabouts was that?
In Peterborough, in Warrington.
Fine. Yeah. But you're not originally from there, are you?
No, I'm from London.
Yes, I can tell. OK, and what do you get up to in your spare time? I don't suppose you get much time.
I haven't got time. I don't know how I fitted in work, to be quite frankly. I've got lots of hobbies and interests, travelling being my biggest one, been recently to Canada and Alaskan cruise, and we've been to Murano in Italy. Italy, and we've just come back from Budapest.
Brilliant. OK, all right, and if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, although I love travelling...
More travelling?
That'd be nice, yes. Or the jukebox. I really would like a Wurlitzer jukebox.
What, an original?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can get your Wurlitzer. I wish you luck. Are you ready?
Thank you very much.
Your time starts now. Fashionably short, bristly growth on a man's face is called designer what?
Stubble.
Correct. What caused the 1941 UK census to be cancelled?
The war.
Correct. What musician and producer released the album's version and Here Comes the Fuzz?
Pass.
Mark Ronson. Reverend Jesse Jackson is a member of what American political party?
Pass.
Democrats. What colour links Piccadilly in Monopoly and History and Trivial Pursuit?
Yellow.
Correct. In 1972, John Hicks was the first Briton to win what Nobel Prize?
Pass.
Economics. In the film Avengers Assemble, which of the Avengers is a Norse god?
Pass.
Thor. To which player did the Queen present the 1966 FIFA World Cup?
Bobby Moore.
Correct. The children's book by Claire Friedman is called Aliens Love What?
Tomatoes.
Underpants. What British male doll developed eagle eyes in the 70s?
Pen.
Action Man. Sue, £4,000.
Okay.
All right, shall we do it?
Yes, we'll
Here
go
for
it.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Sue.
Hello.
Not a lot for me to say here. You're quite good, Mark's quite good. Get back, join Mark, you could be very good. I've got to try and stop that from happening.
Right, OK, I'll try not to let it happen.
Let's put the £4,000 on the table. A lower offer will be...
I think you should think about this. £1,000.
Thank you. However, the high offer will be...
£75,000.
Right.
All right. Have a chat with Mark.
My team.
So, £1,000. I need you back here.
Right. You're happy with that?
Absolutely, yes.
OK, that's fine.
All right. Thank you very much. Here we go. One for 75 grand, Sue. What'll it be?
I said I'd never take the lower offer, but because it's not a minus and because Mark is there on his own and it's OK with him, I'm going to take the coward's way out and take the £1,000.
£1,000 it is. Chaser.
It is the coward's way out. You're not wrong, but I said you should consider it, and I think you're right, because you're significantly improving your chances of winning whilst only reducing the money by a small amount.
Indeed, there we are. OK, Sue, for £1,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question, Sue. Which former Conservative minister had the nicknames Goldilocks and Tarzan? A. Michael Heseltine, B. Douglas Hurd, C. Norman Tebbit. You've put Michael Heseltine.
Yeah.
All right, correct answer is... Well played, Michael Heseltine's right. Step closer home. Chase has put... Goes right with Heseltine, comes onto the table. Here's the next question. What Asian country is double landlocked, being totally surrounded by countries that are landlocked themselves? A. Uzbekistan, B. Mongolia, C. Bhutan. You've put Mongolia.
Really didn't know. That was a bit of a guess.
Yeah. Correct answer is... Uzbekistan is the correct answer. Stand where you are. Chase has put... Yeah, it goes right with Uzbekistan.
It's a tough old question, but, Sue, Mongolia, as you know, is surrounded by China, and China does have a coast.
Yeah, I've been to China as well. I should have known that.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Miss Carter's War is a 2014 novel by which actress? A. Sheila Hancock, B. Vanessa Redgrave, C. Julie Walters. You've put... Sheila Hancock.
Yeah, I think I've seen it in the bookstores recently.
Really?
Covers, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Correct answer is... Very good. Step close to home. Sheila Hancock is right. Chase has put... Goes wrong with Julie Walters. Good for us.
I wouldn't have gone for that one in a million years, to be honest with you.
Here's your next question. Cowards die many times before their deaths is a line from what Shakespeare play? A. Titus Andronicus, B. Coriolanus, C. Julius Caesar. You've put... Titus Andronicus?
My Shakespeare's not that good.
Correct answer is... Julius Caesar is the right answer, staying where you are. Chase has put... goes right with the Julius Caesar, meter within 3 but 2 from home.
I think this is to do with the fact that somebody predicted that Julius Caesar was going to die on the Ides of March.
Ides of March, yeah.
So he received a prediction of his own death, but chose not to react to it in any way, saying that cowards die many times before their death.
That makes
sense. Thank you. Yeah. Here's your next question. In the film Jerry Maguire, Cuba Gooding Jr.'s character plays which sport? A, American football, B, baseball, C, golf. You've put baseball.
Yeah, sounds American, so I'd go for that.
Correct answer is? It's American football, staying where you are. Chase has put. Yeah, it goes right with American football. Show me the money.
He won an Oscar for it.
Indeed. All right, here we go. Here's your question. In what month is the New Orleans Mardi Gras usually held? A, February, B, April, C, July. You've put February.
Yes.
Do you know this one?
I think so, yes.
Correct answer is? It is February. Well played. Step close to home. Chase has put. Chase puts February. OK, remains the two behind. We're one from home. Two chances of getting through. Good luck. Here's your question. Which of these is a long-standing character in Coronation Street? A, Horace. B, Morris. C, Norris. You've put. Norris.
Yeah, Corey fan.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
To go through with £1,000, correct answer is... well played. Brilliant. So, congratulations.
Thank
you're through to the final.
Thank you. That's
well
great.
Done. Very, very good indeed. Two players through.
Well done,
hey. Well done.
God.
Well done.
Yeah, yeah, it was good. Chaser.
I make myself a slight to moderate favourite for this final chase, but I have a feeling that Mark might have more up his sleeve than he's shown.
Oh, OK. Sue and Mark are through to the final chase. Total prize fund is £6,000, £3,000 each. How will they get on? Very well, I hope. Find out after the break. Welcome back. Sue and Mark have made it through to the final chase. There's £6,000 in the prize fund. That, of course, is £3,000 each. Now, during the break, Sue and Mark had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set...
B.
Set B. OK, that means, of course, the cinema get set A. Two of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a two-step head start on the chase, and there it is. These questions will come at you much quicker than the cash builder round. Are you ready?
Ready.
I wish you luck. Your time starts... now, what's the official currency of Menorca?
Ah. Euro.
Correct. Send shivers down my spine is a lyric from what Queen hit?
Ah. Killer Queen.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Which TV astronomer compiled the Caldwell catalogue?
Sue.
Correct. Yigal Amir assassinated which Israeli Prime Minister?
Sue.
Begin.
Yitzhak Rabin. The St. Lawrence River links the Great Lakes to what ocean?
Sue.
Atlantic.
Correct. What nationality is the fashion designer Agnes B?
Sue.
American.
French. In the Smurfs movies, what colour is Smurfette's hair?
Sue.
Blue.
Blonde. Sebastian Coe attended what Leicestershire University?
Sue.
Loughborough. Which mountain was the legendary home of the main Greek gods and goddesses?
Olympus.
Correct. Which Asian religious leader was the son of Queen Maya?
Pass.
Buddha. Which American Civil War general rode the horse traveller?
Sue.
Robert E. Lee.
Correct. Which soul singer is the subject of the 2014 film Get On Up?
Sue.
James Brown.
Wrong person answer. What US state capital is furthest west?
Pass.
Honolulu. Which Dutchman painted a vase with 15 sunflowers?
Sue.
Van Gogh.
Correct. The name of what constellation means table in Latin?
Pass.
Mensa. Lake Chad's on what continent?
Africa.
Correct. Yeah, but no, but is a catchphrase on what sketch show?
Sue.
Little Britain. Aldred, Archbishop of York, crowned which Norman king?
Huh. William I.
Correct. In what city did Robert de Sorbonne found a college in 1257?
Soon.
Oxford.
Paris. Which character narrates the novel Tom Sawyer Detective?
Soon.
Pass.
Huckleberry Finn. Ten. We're going to need some pushbacks.
Yeah, quite a few.
A lot.
That's for sure. Okay, time to bring back the chaser. Ten.
Unlucky. There are a couple of missed posts there and it seemed to throw you off your stride somewhat. I've never lost to this score before and I don't intend this to be the first time and I'm going to have to try and concentrate.
Indeed, you will. Remember, if the Cineman gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they push him back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. What flavour are the biscuits of the original Oreo cookies?
Chocolate.
Correct. What country colonised Panama in the 16th century?
Spain.
Correct. Second Wind is which snooker player's 2014 autobiography?
Jimmy White.
Correct. Lollipop is a version of what mobile operating system?
Android.
Correct. Wax on, wax off is a line from what 1984 film?
The Karate Kid.
Correct. The River Liffey flows into what bay of the Irish Sea?
Galway.
Stop the clock.
Dublin Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Dublin Bay.
It's correct. We push the chaser back. Six required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Jay and Jimmy are members of what Utah singing family?
The Olsen Brothers?
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Jay and Jimmy are members of what Utah singing family?
The Osmonds.
It's correct. We push the chaser back. Seven required now. Your time starts again. Now, which English sci-fi author wrote The Hammer of God?
Arthur C. Clarke.
Correct. St. Non was the mother of which celebrated Welsh saint?
St. David.
Correct. What type of aircraft is a Westland Wessex?
Helicopter.
Correct. Who plays Jax Teller in the US TV drama Sons of Anarchy?
Us.
Stop the clock.
No idea.
No idea. Can
no idea.
Guess something?
Yeah.
Oh, about the one who was in The X-Files. What was his name?
David Duchovny.
No, it's Charlie Hunnam. Charlie Hunnam is the right answer. Tough old question. All right, Chaser, your time starts again now. What's the most populous Australian state?
Queensland.
Stop the clock, that is wrong.
Surely in New South Wales.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. New South Wales.
It's correct, we push the chaser back. Five required now, here we go. Your time starts again. Now, what meat is used to make a gala pie?
Pork.
Correct. Voulez-vous is a song in what stage musical?
Mamma Mia.
Correct. Advanced Warfare is a 2014 video game in what series?
Call of Duty.
Correct. Which German leader famously wore a toothbrush and moustache?
Hitler.
Correct. The Pacific Nations Cup is a competition in what sport?
Rugby Union.
Correct. Four opportunities of pushbacks, by the way. Three executed, so well done with the pushbacks. However, caught with 37 seconds remaining. That's the way it goes. Mark?
Had a great day. It could have been greater, but wasn't to be today.
No. And Sue?
I've had a great day. I got back to the final chase, which is what I wanted to do.
Perfect.
So that's fantastic.
Good for you. All right, I've got to take away the £6,000 and tell you that Sue and Mark, you have been caught and view the chase is finally over. Chaser.
Two good players, to be fair. Their score of 10 was just one of those things. And Robert E. Lee was one of the best answers a contestant's going to come up with in a final chase this series. So well done for that, Sue. I have no idea why I got that Osmonds question wrong. I've always known that there were Mormons. But other than that, well played. Good game.
OK, good game it was. And my team get taken out with 37 seconds remaining. Could you take money from a chaser? Please come and have a go if you think your Osmonds are different from your Olsons. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.